And in the U.S., even though we have approximately 5% of the world's population, we give off about a quarter of fossil fuel emissions. So we're far and away the dominant player globally.
This is Earth and Sky, Monday, September 15th. Fossil fuel emissions release carbon dioxide, or CO2, a greenhouse gas.
About half goes into the atmosphere, the other half goes into the oceans and land. Rob Jackson is with Duke University's Biology Department and Nicholas School of the Environment.
Why people should care, or why the land and oceans matter in the carbon cycle, is that many people don't know the CO2 concentration should actually be going up twice as fast as it is, based on the rate of carbon dioxide given off in industry and by cars and other transportation. And the reason it's not going up as fast as it should be based on the emissions is that the oceans and the land are taking about half of that carbon dioxide back up. So this is a natural service that the oceans and land are providing for people. An interesting scientific question is whether that service will continue.
Jackson is trying to help answer that question. He recently led a study of areas where grasslands are being taken over by trees and shrubs. He found that the land doesn't store carbon as well there. More tomorrow.
Our thanks to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.